You probably know someone who became a Christian and over time literally became a new person, a much better person. Their life was transformed. Yet we all know Christians who've been Christians a long time, but still aren't much like Jesus. This video answers the question, what can you do that will enable God to transform you into a totally new person? 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, but we all, with unveiled faces, looking as in a mirror at the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit. What changes us? Being in God's presence. As we spend time with God, His glory is reflected on us and in us. We're changed into His image. He changes us to become like Him. In the Old Testament, Moses spent 40 days on a mountain with God. When he returned to the people, he was noticeably changed. He radiated with the glory of God. Exodus 34:34 says, so when Aaron and all the sons of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to approach him. I've met Christians, especially during the years I spent in China, who spend so much time with God that they carry his presence. They radiate his goodness. You want to be with these people. They think like Jesus. They carry his heart everywhere they go. We don't have to go to a mountain to meet with God. We just open our Bibles. God has given us this precious book that literally carries his presence. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is alive and active. The Bible is a living book. God himself is found in the pages of this book. It's hard for us to grasp this, but we need to get a hold of this truth. This one truth will transform your life. His presence is found in his word. His voice is heard as we read his word. As we read the Bible, he speaks to us. It's true. People throughout the world tell of God encounters. People from other religions read this book, and Jesus talks to them. While reading the book, people hear his voice, feel his presence, and come to realize that he's real and he loves them. Martin Luther wrote, the Bible is alive. It speaks to me. It has feet. It runs after me. It has hands. It lays hold of me. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says that you and I are transformed as we look upon the glory of God. We see the glory of God in the scriptures. We see Jesus clearly in the scriptures. We meet him there because it's not just a book about him. The book carries his presence. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is the message, and the inspired words written on those pages carry the presence of Jesus Christ to you and me. 2 Timothy 3:16-17 says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. One translation says this in a note, scripture is not simply a book that tells about God, it actually contains God. His breath is embedded in his word. British Bible teacher Derek Prince explains this in a way that to me was extremely powerful, and I hope it is for you too. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. Psalm 33:6. The Hebrew word for breath is ruach, which is also the word for spirit. Thus, all of creation came about through two agents, the word of God and the spirit of God. Everything that exists has existed or will exist owes its origin to these two forces working together. The word must work with the spirit. You cannot speak without breathing. This is a picture of how God speaks too. Every time he speaks a word is carried by his breath, his spirit. The word and the spirit of God always go together. The word and the spirit of God brought the universe into being, and they continue working together to sustain it. Derek Prince from Prayers and Proclamations. Hebrews 4:12 tells us, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. God's word judges our thoughts and the attitudes of our hearts. As we read the Bible, it reads us. Reinhard Bonnke, the evangelist who led millions to Christ, said, "The Bible is a book you can completely rely on to tell you the truth about God and about yourself." As we read the Bible, Holy Spirit reveals. He opens up the scriptures to us. We gain new understanding, and then he reveals the true condition of our hearts. He shows us where we're at. The Bible literally reads us as we read it. And Holy Spirit shows us how to change to become like Christ. And then Holy Spirit empowers that change. So the transformation is being done by God. But our role in this is to get the Word of God before us, get our eyes focusing on the image of Jesus Christ, and then to allow that Word to work in us. God transforms us. He changes us to become like Him through the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. It's always the Word and the Spirit. This process is called sanctification. Sanctification means two things. It means to be made holy and to be set apart for God's purposes. God's plan for you is to develop the character, the holiness of Jesus, and then for you to fulfill God's plans and purposes for your life. God has specific works prepared for you to do. Ephesians 2:10 tells us we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. But you have to have God's character to do His work. Romans 12:1 and 2 describes the process God uses to sanctify you, to make you holy, and to set you apart for God's purposes. Romans 12:1, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." Step 1, surrender every part of your life to God. Romans 12:1 tells us to invite God into every part of our lives, to make ourselves available for whatever God wants. We literally surrender everything. This means giving God our time, talents, and whatever we have, our resources. Second, reject the philosophies and ideas of this world and renew your mind with what God says, His Word, and His presence. Romans 12:2. "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Transformation is the inside-out change that only God can do. In Romans 12:2 in the New Living Translation, it says, "Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think." The Word sanctifies us. John 17:17 says, "Sanctify them by the truth. Your Word is truth." And Holy Spirit makes us holy. He sanctifies us. So it's the two working together. Romans 15:16 says, "Sanctified by the Holy Spirit." And then in Galatians 5:22-23, it says, "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." Holy Spirit takes the Word we plant in our minds and makes it grow into fruit, Christ's supernatural character, until we are transformed, radically changed. Then, step 3, then we will know God's will. Romans 12:2 says, "Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." Finally, when we have the character to carry the weight of the assignments God has for us, He'll use us to be light to a dark world. He'll reveal His will to us, and we will know what to do and how to do it. God will give you assignments, adventures. You'll carry Christ's love to many, and you'll look like Christ. People will notice the difference, and they'll ask you why you are so different. Why are you like this? You now have become a light of the world. Activation. Revelations 3:20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and eat with him and he with me." Every morning, Jesus is knocking on your door, waiting for you to open the door and let him into your life that day. You do that by opening your Bible, not just to study or to get wisdom or answers, but first and foremost to meet with Jesus. Again, 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. God speaks directly to us through His Word. He teaches us what we need to know. He corrects and disciplines us. He develops our character. He trains and equips us. God's word contains both tools and weapons we need to be successful in life and to overcome our enemy, the devil. The answers we need for life's most perplexing problems are in his word. Matthew 4:4, where Jesus says, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Action steps. First thing every morning, open your Bible and meet with God. Answer the knock that Jesus is making on your door. Expect him to speak to you through his word. You're there not just to read the book, but to hear and to experience the presence of the living God. Approach the Bible looking for a deeper relationship with Jesus, and you will find it. 2, disciplined reading. It's important to have a reading plan. For example, you're going to read through the New Testament and Psalms, straight through, and you keep track of where you're at and read every day. If you show up, God will too. There are going to be mornings when you show up and you have a problem, something that may even be overwhelming you, and you open the Bible to where you are in your reading plan, and you're going to find the answer for your problem is today's reading. I've had that happen to me so many times. Disciplined reading gives God an opportunity to speak to you. And third, I suggest that you daily do some delight reading too. Read scriptures God has given to you as promises, or sometimes God gives us life scriptures. They're vision scriptures. Other scriptures he's given us to solve problems. Read these verses to delight and thank God. It's important that reading the Bible never becomes religious obligation or duty. Reading scriptures God has used to help you will remind you how much he loves you and how awesome he really is. And then spend some time thanking him and rejoicing. My belief and my expectation is that as you pursue God in the scriptures, you will be transformed into a new person. If you enjoyed this podcast, please like, comment, and subscribe. You also might want to share it with a friend. Thank you for listening, and thank you for doing the activation to let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Romans 12:2, New Living Translation. Until next time, God bless.